A K-shaped recovery, you can see it in the latest numbers. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed 17 executive actions. These are executive orders, memos, proclamations on issues ranging from COVID to immigration. One was a freeze on evictions nationwide through the end of March. By one estimate, 14 million Americans are behind on their rent. We've got Marketplace's Jasmine Garst here with more. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
So there was already a ban on evictions, right?
Yes, there's been a ban on eviction since last year, but it was set to expire at the end of this month. President Biden is also expected to ask Congress to keep the moratorium in place through September.
How is this eviction moratorium going to be enforced?
Well, that's a great question, and it's one many advocates are asking. In the last few months, I've been speaking to housing advocates and tenants in Los Angeles, Texas, and New York who've been saying some landlords are just ignoring the moratorium or intimidating people into leaving. Emily Bemfer is a law professor at Wake Forest University and chair of the American Bar Association's COVID-19 Task Force Committee on Eviction. She told Marketplace that the nationwide patchwork of enforcement has been a problem.
Just a few of the things they can do is ensure that it's implemented uniformly across the country, add enforcement mechanisms, apply it to all renters and all evictions, and make sure that tenants are aware of their rights so they can actually exercise them.
So basically, the ban is good news, but it needs some teeth.
Good news for renters, but what about landlords? For millions of Americans who rent out a room or a property, this is income that will go away.
Oh, absolutely. There are growing calls for the ban to be matched with rental assistance so that the eviction crisis is prevented, not just delayed. So far, Congress has allocated $25 billion towards rental assistance, but with massive job losses, advocates are saying a lot more is needed.
All right, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst, thank you so much. Markets have had a taste of what President Biden has in store, and they've started to react. Of course, markets are, at the end of the day, people making predictions about the medium to long-term future of public companies, which tells us, in turn, something about where things are headed for some of America's businesses. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how are markets reacting to, you know, day one and now day two of the Biden presidency?
Well, Biden is inheriting a stock market at all-time highs, so that's good news, a tailwind for the administration. There is some rotation amongst the sectors, so financials are underperforming on the prospect of greater regulation, but consumers and real estate are certainly rallying. Consumer stocks are rallying on the prospect of a better economy ahead and lots of fiscal stimulus proposals in the pipeline.
Couple of interesting data points to digest this morning. U.S. home construction jumped 5.8% in December. At the same time, U.S. jobless claims are at 900,000. 900,000 people had to file for unemployment. Reconcile those two for me.
Well, this gets to the K-shaped recovery that we've talked about. The people losing their jobs right now are those affected by social distancing and the need for greater lockdowns because of the pandemic. Those tend to be lower-waged workers and, you know, the more vulnerable people that are employed in those sectors. Meanwhile, higher-income households reacting to social distancing still want more housing. They want to be further away from city centers and bigger houses. And that's been a strong tailwind for the housing market all year and continues to be.
Some states are running out of vaccine. Some appointments to get the vaccine have been canceled for tens of thousands of people. What is the economic impact of these vaccine shortages?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing that the Biden administration is inheriting a disorganized vaccine plan. So we've had inconsistent rollout and administration of the vaccines. Hopefully that we'll get more coordination and resources put behind the effort so that we can catch up and get back on track. The U.S. is behind a number of other countries, and many of the bigger states are well behind their metrics in getting the population vaccinated. And that's, at the end of the day, the biggest key to unlocking the recovery.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. This morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20 points. That is almost a tenth of a percent. The S&P 500 is about flat. The NASDAQ is up 0.2%. And airlines are continuing to report earnings, and it is about what you would expect. United lost $1.9 billion in the fourth quarter, $7 billion over the year. Delta last week said it lost more than $12 billion in 2020. The Biden administration has advanced two pieces of legislation so far. Economic relief is the subject of one. The other deals with immigration reform. It's a sign that taking on the country's immigration system is a top priority. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the bill includes protections for immigrant workers and expanded access to visas for foreign workers and their families.
The U.S. immigration system is complicated. To get permission to work here, an immigrant usually needs an employer sponsor. There are visa quotas by country and skill set. Under the Trump administration, qualifying got harder. Application backlogs grew. Hassan Shafiqullah at the Legal Aid Society says President Biden's immigration bill would turn things around.
He's proposing to clear the backlogs, eliminate the per-country limits.
It would also make life easier for spouses of immigrants with work visas.
It doesn't make sense to make them sit idle. If they're able to work, if they're able to contribute to the economy, get them work permits, get them Social Security numbers.
The Biden plan would make it easier for foreign grad students in STEM fields to stay and work after finishing their degrees. And it would protect more undocumented immigrant workers who report employer abuse, wage theft, or unsafe working conditions, says Laura Huizar at the National Employment Law Project.
Some protection from deportation as well for workers who speak up in the workplace and then are victims of workplace retaliation.
The bill would also create a path to citizenship for undocumented workers. Mike Gempler of the Washington Growers League says farmers and food processors will welcome that and won't likely oppose its increased worker protections.
In general, if employers are making a good faith effort to follow the law, they really won't have much to worry about.
Immigration reform legislation is supported by a wide range of industries that want more foreign workers, says UC San Diego political scientist Casey Dominguez, from high tech to construction.
Organizations that are well-funded lobbyists and would tend to have some support, especially groups like the Chamber of Commerce among the Republican Party.
Some Republican senators joined Democrats to support the last comprehensive immigration reform bill in 2013. Republicans in the House blocked it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A lot can happen in a working day when it comes to the economy, money, the workplace. We've got you covered on both ends of the day. You can listen this evening for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace on many public radio stations or at marketplace.org. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.